My name is Savannah Gilliland. I am 17 years old. Today is November 27th. 2018. And I'm speaking with Carrie Gilliland, who is my biological mother, I think. Just kidding. We are recording this in Lincoln City, Oregon. So my first question for you is kind of self-centered. Tell me a favorite memory that you have of me.
Sitting on the couch when you were younger, we had a sectional. Lots of room. And it never failed. You had to sit right here next to me as close as you could every single time. Didn't matter if there was nobody else sitting there. That's a favorite memory of me because now sometimes I can barely get you to sit in the same room as me and watch a show.
Don't call me out like that. All right. What advice would you give to your teenage self?
It's never as bad as you think it is. What is the, oh my God, this sucks, is so not at the end when you realize it 10, 20 years down the road. It's a big deal to you at that point in time, but it's not the end of the world.
What was your experience that you thought it was the end of the world?
Not necessarily the end of the world, but like, oh my God, this sucks, I hate life, I hate everything, kind of thing. 50 years from now, nobody's, I don't know. Life is what you make it. Life is what you make it. That is my advice. Life is what you make it.
Can you tell me about one or two people that you remember who have been particularly kind to you in your life? And if they were here, what would you say to them?
G-Pop. He's everything to me, and his opinion is the world to me.
That's my grandpa, her dad.
People that have been kind?
Mm-hmm.
Frankie at work, not the dog. She's been very kind to me, sending me texts, and we've had a couple good discussions about things. And you. You've been kind to me sometimes at the most unexpected moments for no reason. You bring me home flowers on Thanksgiving Day and say how thankful you are of me. And even though, yeah, I know.
Stop gassing me up.
And even though we always, like, sometimes always have to have the last word. At the end of the day, you are always very kind.
Love you, dude. All right, tell me one of your happiest memories. Not of me. Just, like, happiest memory. Unless it has to do with me. I mean, I'm fine with that.
I was talking about this one today.
No way.
Our day at Kings Island.
In Cincinnati.
Days ever. 14 hours of riding roller coasters. I was just talking to someone about that today with our fast passes.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of my best days ever. I got to relive my childhood for an entire solid day, and I got to relive it with you. And that's what I did growing up when I was your age, was ride roller coasters all day long, every day, in that same park. And it was so much fun.
That was fun.
Yeah, I want to do it again.
Same.
Like totally
late.
Want
Let's
to do
leave.
It Let's just plan a trip and not tell the family.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life? That's broad. Just think of one.
Don't live in the past, even though it's really, really super hard not to. Because if you keep living in the past, you can't move forward. Don't Don't stress out about everything. I still do that. You're pointing your finger at me. I still do that. Don't stress out about everything. Everything's going to be okay. You just have to keep pushing forward and do the things that you need to do, but also do the things that you want to do.
How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were younger? Like, did you think you were going to be doing something specific? Did you think you were going to be living in Oregon?
See, that's the thing. I don't remember. I don't remember what I wanted to do when I grew up. I don't think I haven't figured out what I want to do when I grow up. I'm still thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have no idea what I wanted to do. No, I didn't think that I'd be living in Oregon. However, a big thing, had I known then what I know now, and I tell you this now, and I think you already know it, and I think your brother already knows it. When I graduated from high school, I lived in Cincinnati, Ohio, it never, ever, ever, ever dawned on me that at that point in time in my life, I could have just found somewhere else to live. Picked a place, picked
other
a state.
Other than Cincinnati?
Yes. You could just move. I had nothing tying me down. No kids. I had a cat, but cat's portable.
Was that Kitty?
It was spunky first. But it never dawned on me that I could have left Cincinnati and said, hey, I want to go get a job here in Colorado or Texas or New Mexico or Michigan. And see if I like it there, and just, there's always jobs you can do. And I would have loved to have had that mindset to just do that for myself instead of do what I thought I had to do was stay there.
Yeah.
And that was a big thing.
Why did you move to Maryland? Because I know you always talk about how you hated Maryland.
I moved to Maryland because I broke up with a boyfriend that I lived in an apartment with and did not have a job that I could actually afford it on my own. And it was either go to Florida and save grandma and grandpa, but at that age I didn't want to, move in with Aunt Shannon or Aunt Tammy or Uncle John, which he actually drove and came and picked me up because I didn't have a car at the time.
So you lived with Uncle Sean?
So I lived with Uncle Sean for about a year, and Aunt Tracy.
Hard. Were they married yet?
Yes. That was when they lived in Germantown, Maryland. It was really hard. Tracy and I
did not
get along.
Did they adopt Matt yet?
Well, Tracy, that was Tracy's son.
Well, Uncle Sean.
Yeah, I think they had.
Did he formally adopt Matt?
I think when they got married, yeah.
When they got married. Is there anything you want to ask me that you've never asked me before?
I don't know. Do you think that I'm a good mom at the end of the day?
I do think you're a good mom.
Despite all of our stubbornness and arguments and fights and challenges and ups and downs that we occasionally have.
I don't think us fighting makes you a bad mom. Just like I don't think us fighting makes me a bad kid either. Every kid fights. You're not going to agree on everything. That's like being a parent. I don't think you're a bad mom. You're an awesome mom, I guess.
Do you think I should create a list? Need to put a battery in your smoke detector. Do you think that I should create a list of things for you to be 100% responsible for all the time at home?
No, but I feel like you asking me that, you really want to.
That can be another discussion. No, I was just like, do you
Yeah, because I see a lot of my other friends.
Yeah.
And they don't get along with their parents. Okay. And it sucks for them. Even though you make me so mad sometimes. I'm sure I make you super mad too. I want it on another mom. Ew, that was cheesy and sappy. Oh, that gross. Was cheesy and
sappy. Can I get a copy of this so I can yes. play that?
Yes, it's gonna get sent to you. I already set it up to send it to your email.
Oh.
All right. If you knew this was going to be our last conversation, is there anything you've never told me that you want to share with me now? I feel like you tell me a lot. I tell you a lot too. I feel like I don't really keep much from you.
I think Frankie has something to say. I feel like I always kind of tell you things.
Yeah. Same.
Anything that I would ever want, anything I'd want to tell you now? I think you're a good kid even when you piss me off. Even when you drive me crazy, even when I piss you off, I think you're a very good kid. And I know life does not always hand the greatest of things, but that makes you who you are. And don't regret anything, because whether it's something is a moment that that sucked, or you don't ever want to relive again, or pisses you off, it makes you the strong person that you are right now. And each thing leads to the next thing. Because of one thing, you are there. Because of the next thing, you are here. Because of that, you're wherever the next place takes you. Roll with it. Life, just roll with it.
How did you meet my dad?
New Year's Eve party. That I was invited to by my neighbor across the hall at the apartment that I rented out.
And how did you, oh, like, you met him there, but like...
I met him there. She introduced us.
Oh.
Yeah. First thing he said was, so you have a kid? I'm like, oh.
Oh, that sounds like Peter.
Doesn't it, though?
Hmm.
Yes. That's how
I What was I like as a child? Like a young child. I know I'm still a child.
Unlike your brother, you always, 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 always wanted someone there to play with you.
I do remember that being little. I'm not going to lie. I got really sad when, like, you were like, I'm going to go to yoga. I'd be like, no, stay home with me,
always,
bro.
Always wanted someone there to play with you, to be there.
I'm a people person, bro. I like company. I don't like to be alone.
And... you had a lot of fun with the camera.
Ew.
And taking dance pictures and or dance videos and pictures of your webkins and it was highly entertaining.
Was I an entertaining child?
You were entertaining.
Was I like a kid. Was I like a lot?
Hmm?
Was like I a lot to deal with, you know, some kids like
no, you were always really easy to deal with.
What about Raymond?
Yeah, I think he was easy. I mean, we did go through a little period where he didn't want to sleep and he threw sippy cups at me in the middle of the night. And he did go to sit down on the toilet seat one time when he got up in the middle of the night and it was up and he fell in the water. Wasn't very happy. He was like two or three.
That's funny. Next time I talk to him, I'm gonna bring that up.
He went through a period where he didn't want to sleep. You never really did that. You always slept pretty good. You just always wanted to be there. Right here. Every single time.
Sorry, I loved you. Gosh.
Okay. You always wanted to sit next to me and not your dad.
Yeah, because he sucks. What was your relationship like with your parents?
Was and still am a daddy's girl.
Can't relate.
G-pop can do no wrong in my eyes. I've always been able to relate with him and the conversations that you and I have. And you've seen it in the letters that he writes.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the conversations I've always had with him. That kind of level of intelligence, I like to call it. Always got along with Grandma. But I was always a daddy's girl. Like, climbing the trees, and I would be made to feel guilty because I didn't want to go throw a ball out in the yard with him. I would climb trees.
I feel like I don't really remember Grandma that much.
Yeah.
Like, when we would go and visit her house, or their house and stuff. Yeah. It's not that, like, I don't remember her at all. It's just, like, I feel like she was always, like, doing something by herself while Grandpa was with all of us.
Yeah. Grandpa was always the one.
Yeah, I feel like I just, all my memories from their house are, like, more with Grandpa than Grandma.
You know Aunt Shannon?
No, I've never met Aunt
Shannon. Aunt Shannon's just like Grandma.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's kind of turning into an old grouchy lady, and Grandma turned into an old grouchy lady. I mean, you know, it's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know, she had 2 kidney transplants.
Yeah.
And I think that was hard on her.
Yeah.
So, but I always got along with both of them very well. We never really had any issues.
Yeah. When you were... I guess not my age, but when you were in school, did you like it? Why or why not?
Absolutely hated school in every single moment of it.
Why?
I was very introverted. I didn't have any friends. Lunchtime, I didn't have anybody to sit with.
Not even one? I thought you've told me stories of friends.
High school was horrible and middle school was horrible. I had friends, but then all of a sudden... I don't know, this is what I remember. I hated school. I was the teacher's pet when I was younger, and I would grade all the papers, including my own. And I think one time when I failed a test, and back then they used to actually, the teacher would call out your grade, and everybody freaked out because I had failed it. And I remember this guy in 8th grade. Can't remember his name. See, it's really not that important. Later on down the road, you don't remember his name, but someone asked him if I liked him, and his response was, "Is the Pope Jewish?" But he's not Jewish.
What a savage.
Boys suck. They do suck. Never got asked out.
Ever go to, like, prom dates, or anything, or homecoming?
Asked out to any dances.
I find it hard to believe you didn't even have one friend.
Not significant, apparently. When I went to high school, I went to all-girls Catholic school the first 2 years, and I remember having friends. I have pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Megan, Casey. I remember Julie Beers. I didn't go to school with Julie. And then Megan didn't go to school with Megan either. They were neighborhood friends.
Mm-hmm.
There was Hope, there was a Nora, there was another Megan. There were some. I did have a boyfriend in high school, but he didn't turn out too well.
They never do.
Yeah, no, he didn't. And there was that whole thing. Yeah. I was really glad. I remember, because I drove my senior year. I had my car my senior year, and I remember the very last day of school, because when I switched to public school, I went from a class of 100 to a class of like 500 my junior year. So when you moved from a bigger school to a smaller school, I think it's easier, and you're very outgoing. I went from a smaller school to a bigger school, and I'm very quiet. So I knew nobody.
Yeah.
And I couldn't wait to see that school in my rearview mirror.
Well, did you ever like talk about it with your siblings?
No, we never talked about that stuff. They were all kind of...
doing their own thing.
Aunt Tammy, the closest one to me, is 4 years away. So...
so, was she a senior when you were a freshman, or was she graduated when you were a freshman?
Graduated.
Oh.
Yeah. Uncle Sean was already moved out. I never really was... I wasn't not close with them, but we never really hung out.
Yeah. So. In school, did you... because you do accounting and bookkeeping now. Did you, like, know you were going to do something with numbers, or did that just happen?
I think it just happened, but I do remember Grandpa telling me the importance of balancing your checkbook and stuff. So
So you always tell me that.
It started there and it just kind of happened.
Yeah.
You know, I used to do waited on tables, which I absolutely love. Sometimes wish I had stayed in that because it's a very fun social job.
Come work in Moe's with me.
You can make a lot of money that way if you're in the right place. And then I went from that to childcare when Raymond was younger because it was the only way to afford, like, childcare for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the parents actually offered me a job working as a loan processor for his mortgage company that he was starting, and that's when, like, the mortgage business was, like, booming, where I was closing, like, 50, 60 loans a month.
Yeah.
And then it plummeted, and I got laid off, and by that time I was with your dad, and then we just did the business, the construction business, and I did all the accounting and whatnot.
Why did you date my dad?
I don't know.
Slash marry.
I don't know.
Slash have a kid with him.
Comes across as a charming guy. Did. I don't know. That's a hard question to ask, or a hard question to answer. The type of person that I would look for today is not even close to the type of person I looked for then.
And what were you looking for?
I don't know. I was a lot more of an insecure kind of person back then than I am now. Like, I really don't take shit right now. And I took a lot of shit back then from people. I don't really take a lot of shit from people anymore now. More independent. I don't need a guy to define me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody needs to define yourself. Don't let who you're dating or who someone else tells you are define who you are, kind of thing. That's another piece of advice. Define yourself. Don't let someone else do it for you. Not everybody's gonna like it, but that's okay.
Do you think if Peter hadn't had his head injury when I was like baby,
mm-hmm.
do you think, did it make him different? Or was he always kind of the same?
It did make him different.
Worse?
Dry sense of humor became drier is really the only way that I can explain it. I think either way, I don't think, honestly, I don't know for sure, but there were other things as far as the relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it made it worse, and I think the biggest piece of it is, and or was, or still is you have to take care of yourself. You have to make, like, and I never felt like he really takes care of himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, based on what doctors said you have to do. You're going to need more sleep. You're going to have short-term memory issues. You should do this. And yeah. I mean, brain injuries are weird, I guess, or a lot of it's unknown. But, you know, he did damage his actual frontal lobe. And the only way that they explained it to me was that piece in your brain that tells you not to say to grandma, fuck off. He doesn't have that. So the things that he says, he doesn't have that thing telling him that's not the right thing to say. So he doesn't think it is wrong. So part of that you really can't fault him for. But it's something that could be worked with. And I think I was only the only one that would confront him and say, what you just said is not right, kind of thing. And I think he still does that. You know, I don't think he means what he says. I just don't think he realizes what he says. Or how he acts.
Mm-hmm. Are you proud of me and Raymond?
Yes. Very much so. You're good kids. Both of you can be pain in the asses some days. But I wouldn't have any other type of kid, I would imagine. Because I can be a pain in the ass too. So absolutely.
Do you miss Ray?
I do. I do. It'd be nice if he came out here. I think it would be nice. One day we'll have to try to get him out here. But he calls a lot. I think I'm very fortunate to have an older son that calls all the time and gives me a hard time if I don't pick up or don't call him back.
You're really bad at picking up your phone.
He calls me when it's like 9 o'clock. After 8 o'clock, I don't want to talk to anybody.
You are really bad at picking up your phone,
I know.
Though.
I know.
You do need to work on that.
I
love you, Mom.
I love you too, baby.
What happens if, like, what do you think's gonna happen if, like, you're 80 years old and I just whip this bad boy out? How old do I, if you're 80, I'll be 50. Ooh, weird.
Ooh, weird.
I know.
Well, if you're 80, my friend, because I don't know if I'll ever get married again, or maybe I'll get married again, will be... 65. Maybe between 60 and 65, so he will just be retiring.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you think about this interview?
I like it.
How it went.
I think it went okay.
Do you think you'll like hearing it when you're 80 years old?
Yeah.
Do you think you'll remember?
Probably not.
Chilling on my bed.
Scratching the dog.
It's like 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, see? It's past my bedtime.
It's past your bedtime. What are you doing?
Well, right. It'd be interesting to listen to.
Well, thanks for doing this interview, homie.
You're welcome, dude.
Love you.
Love you, too.